From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. This week, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics to three Americans. The Academy recognized the three men for their work in the study and understanding of how things are priced in financial markets. Eugene Fama and Lars Peter Hansen are both professors at the University of Chicago. Robert Schiller is a professor at Yale University. They will share the prize worth about $1.2 million. The Academy's permanent secretary, Stefan Normark, offered a short explanation of why the men won the award.
This year's prize in economic sciences is about predictions.
Predicting prices is something everyone involved in markets wants to do. This is especially true for financial markets, where money managers invest millions of dollars for their clients and customers. All three of this year's prize winners are mainly known for their research and explanations of pricing forces in financial markets. They have had a big influence on the way people look at and talk about financial markets. But what might be surprising is that Eugene Fama and Robert Schiller received the prize for findings that appear to oppose one another. The Swedish Academy, however, found that the underlying idea of predictability tied the work of all three winners together closely. Eugene Fama's research on financial markets in the 1960s led market watchers to change their ideas about investing. His ideas are linked to the theory that markets are efficient. That means market actors take in all available information to create the correct price for things at any given time. This also means that over short periods of time, it is not possible to predict prices. Robert Schiller found, however, that over long periods, the opposite is true. It is possible to predict the movement of prices and that these changes are linked to human behavior. The findings of both economists have led to the growth of index funds. Index funds invest in many different securities as a way to reduce risk. Mr. Schiller also helped create the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index. That index follows home prices across the United States. Lars Peter Hansen developed a method for studying historical price information. His method supported Mr. Schiller's findings and has influenced efforts to predict prices in the financial industry. The Nobel Prize in Economics was not created by Alfred Nobel, but was established in his memory by Sweden's central bank in 1968. And that's the Economics Report from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims.
更多听力，请访问 51voa.com。